Have you ever found yourself in that really common situation, stuck on hold, listening to that awful music loop, just trying to pay a simple bill? Or maybe you've been on the other side, managing a team, watching those hold times just creep up and up, and your agents are getting totally burned out from call after
Oh,
call.
absolutely. It's frustrating for everyone.
Exactly. And it often leads to this big misunderstanding about a concept called call deflection. Kind of sounds negative, doesn't it? Like you're trying to push customers away, maybe actively avoid them.
Yeah, that's the common take, but it's not quite right.
Right. So today, we really want to flip that perception. This deep dive isn't about ignoring customers at all. It's actually about strategically optimizing their whole experience, empowering your teams, and really transforming how customer service works. And our main focus today, it's the strategic use of IVR payments. It's a surprisingly powerful tool for doing just that. We're also really happy to bring you this deep dive today, brought to you by DataTel Payment Technologies, the real leaders in payment solutions.
Exactly. Our goal, our mission today, is really to shift how we think about call deflection. It's not an avoidance tactic, it's an intelligent strategy, and we want to show how, especially using something like IVR payments, it turns customer service from, what often feels like a bottleneck into a real strategic advantage. There are some pretty surprising benefits here for both customers and the organizations. Big wins all around.
Okay, so let's unpack this then, because when you hear call deflection, I think for a lot of people, the first thought is still, okay, are we just shunting customers off to some annoying robot? So what is call deflection really in this smarter context?
That's a really good question, and it gets right to the heart of that misunderstanding. At its core, intelligent call deflection is, well, it's the practice of strategically rerouting certain types of inbound calls, taking them away from live agents and directing them to more efficient channels. Think things like self-service web portals, maybe mobile apps, or as we're really digging into today, interactive voice response systems, IVR.
IVR, right.
And the key thing here, the absolute key, is it's not about turning people away. It's about getting them faster service, often more accurate service, and crucially, letting them choose, giving them options for how they interact, on their terms.
Okay, so less about avoidance, more about smart traffic direction. Got it. But why is this so important right now? What's the deeper purpose behind doing this intelligently? Especially when we talk about helping out the teams.
Precisely. When you implement deflection thoughtfully, the main goal is actually to free up your agents, your human agents. It lets them focus their valuable time, their skills on the interactions that really need them. Things like, walking a customer through a really complex product setup, or handling a billing error that's causing real frustration, or maybe dealing with a sensitive emergency situation.
Yeah, the stuff that needs a person.
Exactly. Those are the moments that build real loyalty, that make your service stand out. So redirecting the simple stuff empowers the team. It lets them do what humans do best instead of being stuck on, repetitive tasks that don't really use their skills. I actually remember one manager saying their agents felt like human receipt printers, just taking payment after payment.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds draining.
It really is. It diminishes their value and their morale.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And this leads us right to the core solution we're looking at, IVR payments. Why are payments through IVR such a high-impact tool here? I mean, couldn't other self-service things work? What's special about payments?
Well, it really comes down to volume and repetition. Just think for a second, how much time do your live agents actually spend taking routine credit card payments?
Really a lot in some places.
A huge amount. We're talking utility bills,
Man.
hospital invoices, maybe loan installments. These are simple transactional calls. They're necessary, of course, but they tie up a really valuable human resource. It's kind of like using a, I don't know, a brain surgeon to hand out standard forms.
Yeah, good analogy.
These calls don't need deep empathy or complex problem solving. They just need secure, efficient processing. And that's exactly what IVR is built for. And what's really powerful here is that IVR payments offer the secure, completely automated way for customers to pay bills over the phone. No live person involved in the transaction itself.
Let's break down the key benefits because they're quite significant. First, and this is huge, payment security. A really profound benefit, often overlooked, is that you completely remove sensitive payment data from ever reaching a live agent.
Oh,
The
okay.
customer enters their details using their phone keypad. The agent never hears it, never sees it. This drastically shrinks the attack surface for data breaches. That's massive for security and just peace of mind, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Less risk, definitely. Second benefit, availability. Payments can be made anytime, 24/7. 24/7, not just during call center hours.
That's huge for convenience. People remember things at odd hours.
Exactly. Pay that bill at midnight if you suddenly remember it. Yeah. No waiting till morning. And finally, speed. Most IVR payments are incredibly quick, often under 120 seconds.
Well, under 2 minutes.
Yeah. And this speed, this efficiency, has big knock-on effects for the whole organization. By redirecting these routine payment calls to a self-service IVR, you don't just cut down live call volume. You also significantly reduce your PCI scope and liability. That's your responsibility under industry rules to protect card data.
So less compliance burden, too.
A much smaller burden. It's a massive win for security, for compliance, and honestly, for operational costs as well.
Okay, the security and convenience points are really strong. But, you know, the real test often comes under pressure, right? So here's where I think it gets really interesting. How critical does this intelligent deflection become during peak times, especially those really high pressure periods like disconnect notice periods for utilities when people are scrambling to pay? It feels like this is where an IVR system would really prove its worth.
Oh, absolutely. It earns its keep and then some. This is a classic scenario, these predictable monthly spikes. For a utility, like you said, maybe it's between the 10th and 20th of the month. Customers rushing to pay to avoid getting cut off.
Yeah, stressful times.
Very. And without intelligent deflection, the picture is just chaos. Hold times go through the roof. Agents are completely swamped. And the really sad part is many customers actually miss their payment deadline, not because they don't want to pay, but just because they physically cannot get through to an agent.
Wow. So the system itself becomes the barrier.
Exactly. How can you help people trying to avoid a problem if your lines are jam solid with simple payment calls? It's a total lose-lose situation. And this is precisely where IVR payments just shine. During these crunch times, customers can make instant payments even if it's after hours. That's a game changer for preventing disconnects.
Right, because the system is always on.
Always on. Your agents, they aren't stuck being those human receipt printers while the queues just get longer and angrier. The direct result is fewer disconnects. Payments get processed faster, more efficiently. And maybe the most important point, those vulnerable customers, the ones who genuinely need human help, real empathy, they can actually reach an agent now. Because the lines are freed up for the conversations that truly matter, it ensures that human connection is still available for those who need it most.
So, okay, what does this actually look like on the ground? The results sound tangible, measurable. It's really important to stress again, IVR payments aren't replacing service, are they? They're reinforcing it, making it better overall.
That's exactly the right way to put it. They empower service. What we consistently see when organizations intelligently deflect payment calls to IVR is, well, concrete improvement you can measure. You can see up to, and this is significant, up to a 90% reduction in the number of payment calls handled by live agents.
90%, that's huge.
It's transformative. And naturally, that leads to shorter average call times right across the board. Agents are just spending less time on those quick, repetitive transactions. You also see far fewer abandoned calls. People aren't giving up in frustration, waiting to do something simple they could handle themselves in seconds.
Makes sense.
And think about the impact on your team. Agent morale goes up, burnout goes down significantly because that monotonous work is reduced. And the long-term goal here, the really exciting strategic piece, is moving towards completely removing credit card handling from the contact center environment altogether.
Taking it out entirely.
Yes. Why? Because it slashes your PCI scope, minimizes that security risk we talked about, and it positions the organization for long-term operational resilience, makes you less vulnerable down the line.
And we know this isn't just theory, right? We've seen actual feedback, like this quote from a revenue cycle group and receivable supervisor at Markham Stouffville Hospital. She said, and I quote, "I have to tell you that I am absolutely loving this system, and my calls for live payments have reduced by more than 90%. I am a very happy lady."
You can't beat that kind of direct feedback, can you? Someone seeing the results firsthand in a really demanding healthcare environment.
Absolutely not. So let's make it even more concrete. Let's look at a real-world example. A regional utility provider. Let's see how this transformation played out for them. Before they implemented IVR payments, this utility handled all customer payments through live agents, every single one.
Wow, okay, busy agents.
You bet. So during their peak payment window, roughly the 10th to the 20th of the month, customer wait times just ballooned. We're talking 8, sometimes 12 minutes on hold. And get this, nearly 40% of all their inbound calls during that peak time just for making payments.
40% just payments.
Just payments. So the result, predictable, really. Customer frustration was incredibly high. Staff turnover was a constant headache because agents were just exhausted processing payment after payment. And the overall view of their customer service was taking a hit. It was, frankly, a chaotic and unsustainable way to operate.
Sounds like a breaking point scenario.
It really was. Now, fast forward. After IVR implementation, big change. All payment calls were intelligently routed first to a secure, automated IVR system. And what happened? Over 65% of their customers actually chose the self-service path. They preferred the convenience of the IVR.
65% opted in. That's a strong adoption rate.
Very strong. So their live call volume dropped sharply, obviously. And their average hold times, they decreased by more than 50%, cut in half.
Huge improvement.
Massive. And this freed up the agents to actually focus on those higher impact needs, helping someone figure out a complex bill. Maybe setting up a payment plan for a customer facing real hardship. And the outcome, a measurable jump in overall customer satisfaction and a much more engaged, focused team. And just to be clear, the reason it wasn't, say, 90% adoption like the hospital example is because some customers still called with genuine questions about their bill before paying.
Which is a different type of call.
Exactly. That's a service call, not just a transaction. And those are precisely the calls you want your agents handling. The IVR took the simple payments, leaving the agents for the complex interactions. Perfect division of labor.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how these seemingly simple process shifts can create such a positive ripple effect. It goes beyond just the obvious metrics like hold time. You see this subtle but really powerful transformation in how customers see your responsiveness and how your own teams feel about their work, reclaiming their purpose. This utility case study really drives home that core message we keep coming back to. Call deflection, when it's done right, with intelligence. It's not about doing less for your customers. It's about doing more of what truly matters. It elevates the entire service experience, making sure every interaction counts.
Absolutely. So if we were to sum up the value proposition here, introducing IVR payments into your call deflection strategy does a few key things. It significantly reduces stress on your team. Burnout goes down, morale goes up. It dramatically improves service levels for your customers. They get the speed, the convenience they expect now. And critically, it protects your organization. Less payment security risk, less PCI exposure, a stronger compliance posture.
All crucial points.
And especially during those crunch times, those peak periods when disconnects are a real threat, IVR payments become more than just nice to have. They really become a lifeline, a safety net for both the customer and the organization, keeping things running smoothly when the pressure cooker is on high.
Well said. It's a resilience tool.
So thinking about our listeners, what does this all mean for you? Maybe you're managing a contact center, maybe you oversee operations, or perhaps you're just always looking for ways to improve the customer experience. If your organization is facing those challenges, consistently high call volumes, long waits for customers, or maybe you're carrying unnecessary risk because agents are handling card details over the phone, then it really is time. Time to rethink how you handle those phone payments.
And maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. The very best service doesn't always need a live human voice for every single interaction. Sometimes it just requires a better process, a smarter, more intelligent process. So the question becomes, where are the opportunities hiding in your current processes? Where can you shift from just handling basic transactions to enabling truly impactful, value-adding customer conversations?
That's a great question to ponder. And of course, if you're looking for some help navigating these changes, optimizing your processes, and exploring just how powerful IVR payments can be, remember to reach out to DataTel Payment Technologies. They're the experts in this space. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive today.